Elise Castle.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
I like that. That's
okay.
Fun.
All right. So just full disclosure right away. It is 5,000 degrees out.
525,600 degrees.
Okay, you made it work. So we have an AC going.
Yeah, it's really hot.
Yeah, it's very hot.
Anyone
in New York
of us
City.
Who's listening to us from New York City, remember July 2nd?
Yeah.
Imagine doing that with no air conditioning. Oh, I almost showed Mike my pubes.
Elise is flashing right now.
Sorry.
So we are going to have an AC going, but we will be very good about speaking into the microphones today.
Yes, and if I'm not, Mike will yell at me.
I will. Literally yell.
He'll say, get closer to that microwave.
And take that washing machine out of the cabinet.
Ma'am.
All right, so today we are talking about Politically Erect.
Season 3, Episode 2.
Yes, this originally aired June 11th, 2000. We have the star duo written by Darren Star and directed by Michael Patrick King. Let's get our DVD recap. Can there be sex without politics? Carrie discovers there are some aspects of her politician boyfriend that don't get her vote. Samantha meets an eligible bachelor who seeks to prove that size isn't everything. Miranda finds a few good reasons for giving Steve her undivided attention, and Charlotte starts her own campaign to be elected wife by throwing a party. So this is a fun episode. So we start off with
Carrie saying that she's been dating Bill Kelly for 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
So it's been 3 weeks.
All right. We have an actual timeline here.
Carrie found a round brush to do her blowout with. I love it. Okay. It's like a very sleek look.
Since most of my time with him was spent on the campaign trail, I decided to dress the part.
She's trying to be like a politician's wife. She's trying to be very Jackie Onassis.
The early years.
She's wearing vintage Halston.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, when that, like, campaign worker came over and started to pin something on that, I was like, don't do that! And Carrie had the same reaction.
Yeah. There's the line where Bill asked the room of kids, who knows what a controller does?
Yeah, I was like, not us.
Not us! All the kids say that they know, but I think that even he doesn't believe them.
You do?
And then I found out what a comptroller does.
Okay, what does a comptroller do?
They're in charge of, like, economic things. Like, I didn't really read that much into it. Like, I got into the first couple sentences. But they're just in charge of, like, planning where money goes.
Okay, interesting.
I thought it would be more computer-related, like CompUSA or CompUware.
No, yeah, okay, so it's a sort of financial kind of stuff.
I'm not that stupid. I didn't really think that. I was just...
Yeah, please clarify. Carrie has a big flower.
She has a big... She'll have a few throughout this episode,
yes.
But this is the first.
We're beginning the big thing on a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like,
this is going to be a trend.
Yeah, well, this is a trend
love,
with Carrie.
Love
yeah.
a brooch. There's one thing I've been rocking for far too long. It's a brooch. And I don't really like his campaign slogan.
What's
Go Kelly.
Go
That's
Kelly.
It.
It's concise.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know his name, but we meet the assistant, the guy,
right.
The campaign manager, Mark, played by Mike Doyle, who just looks like...
He would be in something because he's very handsome.
Yeah.
And he has been in a lot of things.
Yeah, he's done a ton of work. We get to their sex scene, which is, it's just sort of them getting into her apartment and him picking her up and...
Right. She'd be like, put me down! What if he was like, okay, and then just left?
Just like, yeah, dropped her and walked out the door. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We cut to...
I'm always worried, like, if anyone tried to do that with me, they'd just immediately get a hernia. Like, could you... I'm not, like, fat-shaming myself. You guys... I'm, like, 5'10 and a half. I'm, like,
right.
I'm just thinking of someone. And I'm a big-boned person. Like, I'm just... That experience will probably never happen.
I was
going to
say, I will never have that moment where someone picks me up and throws me over their shoulder.
Unless, like...
They just immediately collapse to the ground.
Unless a WWE superstar.
So we have Miranda and Steve making plans.
Mm-hmm. And they're always walking down the... Like, it's the same background when they're walking down that street. Miranda, though, has found a really good look. Like, her hair, everything's working for her
now. She's definitely she's fallen into place. She's looking good.
And Steve's all like, want to hang out Wednesday? She's like, I don't know, I might be working. You have a day job. I mean, I know you're a lawyer, so you're probably working all the time.
I at first thought this was a work thing, because I have a friend who's a lawyer, and her hours are extravagant. Like, she's, you know, not often available because
right.
she works a ton, and that's a thing when you're a lawyer.
Right.
So I at first thought she was just alluding to, well, I work a lot. We'll
right.
see what
this
happens.
This is why I can't just go to that guy's funeral.
Yeah, and then we sort of
what was his name? Javier.
Javier. And then we sort of discover that that's not what this is. No. That it's more like she might have a date, which then, I think is a weird thing to say. I don't know. This feels a little out of nowhere.
Well, I don't... I think she's still... Because then we later find out she doesn't have a date.
Right.
And I think it's just kind of... She's doing that girl thing that we'll see later on, where she's trying to be like... Where we see later on with someone else, but where she's trying to, you know, make herself maybe more desirable by seeing that she's desirable.
And I suppose if you look at it as in... This is a guy that broke up with her.
Right.
Like, not that long right. ago.
And I think she's just trying not to... She's being Miranda, so she's being practical. She's trying to not just, like, jump back into Steve's arms, but she should because Steve is being very cute. He's yeah. like, I don't want to see anyone else.
Yeah, he comes out and says it. He's like, I'm not seeing anyone else. I don't want to see anyone else.
I just want to see you.
I see.
Exclusively.
This is just a really random note that I wrote down, but I just wrote down she's taller.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And I don't know if they've hidden it in the past. Like, a lot of times when a male actor is shorter than the female counterpart they're with, they'll put the guy on, they call it an apple box, they'll put him on something to make him taller. And I don't know if they've done that in the past or if we just haven't really seen them.
Or like,
but
yeah.
I never noticed that
I noticed it later in the episode. I was like, oh, Miranda's taller than Steve, which once again is being a very tall woman like that.
Right. I like it.
I like it,
too. I was super into it. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of like.
So maybe they were just like, this guy's staying. We're not. We can't.
Yeah, let's stop with the tricks. Let's go ahead and just let her be taller.
Right. And so, he's like, thank God these heels yeah. hurt.
yeah.
Steve's been in Jimmy Choo's the first season.
Not sure she's ready for him to win by default. I don't know. That feels a little harsh to me.
But Miranda's very
yeah,
harsh.
Yeah, that's true. And we're going to get to that. We're going to get to Miranda being harsh. So we have four ladies with huge salads.
Huge salads, iced tea, and also, you know, we were told that the season is eternal spring, right? Samantha is wearing a heavy turtleneck sweater and a fur leopard jacket.
They are cold.
Yeah, it
you
must
can actually
be a cold
kind of
day.
Tell that, like, they filmed this in the early spring. You can tell that they're
it's
cold.
It's not eternal, like, nice spring.
No, it's we're at the beginning of eternal spring here. I couldn't figure out where they were. It looks very, not Blue Water, but, like, in that family of restaurants. But I honestly couldn't tell where they were. And they do this sort of talking politics. The conversation's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, we find out Carrie is not registered to vote.
Right.
And then Carrie is talking about her decision, and I'm just like, Carrie, you don't have any... say in this if you're not registered.
He's not running for president. Oh, he should. I'd vote for him. He's really cute.
So? I always vote for candidates according to their looks.
Samantha starts going off about how, like, America does better with a good-looking president.
Right.
You know, like, Nixon wasn't good-looking, so he didn't do well. And then Charlotte keeps trying to chime in to say yeah. she had a college crush on Dan Quayle, and everyone ignores it.
Nobody wants to pick.
And then again, she's like in the exact same tone.
I had a college crush on Dan Quayle. But yeah, we pretty much tried to ignore that the first time.
And then they make reference that the country just needs a man in a hat, and I'm like, maybe not a red Make America Great Again
not
hat.
Not that hat. Maybe a different hat of some kind.
Maybe like a fascinator.
Wait, what's a fascinator?
It's that, I've talked about this before, it's that, like, little tiny piece that just goes on the side with, like, feathers.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, man in a tiny
hat. I'm not sure if America's ready for that, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I would love a president in a fascinator. Yeah, so then we talk about Bush and Dan Quayle.
I always thought there was something homoerotic about Quayle's relationship with Bush. Very bad, Madam Robin.
Once again, no, really. Don't want to think of that. And then Samantha's like... I heard that Thomas Jefferson was a real fox.
And it's the funniest thing that anyone's ever heard.
Yeah, everyone's really laughing, but I'm like, what, was Samantha sitting around the butter churner with, like, these colonial women being like, who do you think is sexy?
I don't know. I'm not sure where that comes from.
I don't either. Yeah, I don't know, like, about being political in relationships.
I don't know how to be political in relationships.
Yeah, well, that's going to become the theme of it, is sex and politics, and right. Is it always political? So, so Miranda in her power sweater set.
Mm-hmm. With, like, a flat shoe.
And I couldn't quite figure out where they were on this one either. They're right outside of a Corinne Robbins, and she sells insanely overpriced furniture and artwork.
So that could be, like, 59th Street?
Maybe. Maybe once upon a time she had a store. I couldn't find that she even had a store in New York City. She's okay. Based out of the Hudson, but maybe there used to be a store.
Yeah, and they're talking about the, like, why is Miranda doing this, and it's the idea, is it the idea of something better coming along?
Yeah, she's ambivalent about Steve. Yeah, what if someone better comes along? That's a very New York guy thing, I feel like.
That's a very New York guy thing, and I think it's even worse now that we have cell phones, because you can, and cell phones, and by cell phones I mean like smartphones and social media, because it can apply to anything, right? So it's like you want to go to this restaurant, but then you go on Instagram and you see, no, everyone's going to this restaurant,
right,
and I want to do that. And then your friends are only showing you the good parts of their life. So it's just this whole...
Yeah, I feel like it's been a theme in the past where we've talked about, like, men in New York
right,
are always thinking that there's something better out there. Because in New York, there's always something new. There's always something coming along, always someone coming along. And I guess we just have Miranda doing this here.
Maybe I should just be honest and tell him what I'm really feeling, which is... What if somebody better comes along?
You gotta put a better spin on it than that.
Yeah, that is just sort of part of deciding to have a relationship, is that you're committed to this here. We have the whole, that she should make a list.
Things you like about Steve, things you don't like about Steve. See which column is longer.
That's so judgmental.
Miranda, you are judgmental. Why don't you put it to good use?
Carrie goes to use a payphone.
Yep. I would sanitize that payphone. She doesn't. She just plops her... mentions Erica Jong books.
Though politics had always seemed as relevant to me as a new Erica Jong novel.
She's a writer. I've never read her stuff before, okay, so I don't know a ton about it. But Fear of Flying is her most famous book.
Oh.
But I have not ever read it. But it has a lot to do with, like, female sexuality.
Okay.
So that's what we're going for.
All right, so then, yes.
Sex and politics.
Can there be sex without politics? That's our question.
Yeah.
That night, Samantha discovered a hot new candidate of her own.
Hey there, pink lady.
I think it's because of her Cosmo.
Okay.
She has that is too pink.
She's not wearing anything pink.
I know, but then I, like, started going down this rabbit hole of, I guess, like, if we were going to cast the pink ladies from Greece with Sex and the City, Samantha obviously would be Rizzo, right? Oh, by the way, this is Jeff Fenton, this man that just comes over to hit
Jeff
on
Fenton, played
Samantha.
By, Anthony Alessandro.
And he says, hey there, pink lady. And then, once again, I went down this rabbit hole spiral of casting the Grease characters from Sex and the City. So I think Samantha is very Rizzo. Carrie is Frenchie or Marty, I think. Charlotte Sandy. Duh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only thinking maybe Carrie is Frenchie because Frenchie is, like, in beauty school and Carrie's very fashion forward and Carrie would have pink hair. Miranda might be Jan. And this is only because Jan's, like, the most practical.
Okay.
But I don't really know. There isn't really. Miranda might have to be Miss Lynch, who's the principal. Like, I don't know. I mean, Shipman is definitely Patty Simcox. Mr. Big is obviously Danny Zuko,
gotcha. But
that would be weird because Charlotte is Sandy. So
right.
I'm very, you know, this could be a fun game.
It could be. I would not be good at it because I do not know Greece very well. I know I'm weird.
That was once again the end. We couldn't help but wonder. I could bring in some Greece 2 characters.
That's what I was going to say. I could help with Greece 2.
Oh.
Greece 2 I know way better
than
Greece.
That's really weird.
I know it's weird. I was raised on Greece 2.
All right. Some people were raised on, like... Meat and Potatoes, Mike Jensen, raised in Grease 2. Okay,
I want
so then,
a cool writer.
So yeah, Jeff's pager goes off.
Yeah, his pager goes off.
And
he
doesn't even
up.
Really look at it. He's just like, I gotta go.
For the record, this actor is 5'4".
Okay.
How about dinner this week? Because I get to tell you everything about me. I didn't get a chance to hear anything about you.
They schedule a date. They exchange V important business cards. When he stands up, we realize he is short.
He's 5'4". Which
I forget
is,
that most of the people listening to this have seen this episode. So right. I'm like, they're not going to know what happens,
you don't have
Mike.
To walk through everything. which is, you know, not tall, but isn't... I don't know what qualifies as, like, getting into some other category.
Right.
But,
so, yeah, then they get, like, little person, and they start saying, like, dwarf and midget. And I was like, this is not nice.
Well, it's also... It's that whole thing of, like, it's not right now, so it wasn't right then. But
right.
It was, you know, a different time, and we are dealing with political correctness.
I'd like to cancel the thing, but I can't just because he's a munchkin.
You know, this is a very politically incorrect conversation to be having at a political fundraiser.
And then Charlotte makes this snide comment that's not very Charlotte, but she's like, anything below 5 feet is unacceptable. To whom, Charlotte?
Yeah. To whom?
And I love that the past drinks at this party are just ungarnished, straight up martinis.
I actually wrote past martinis, no. Past drinks in general are very upsetting.
Okay,
to me.
But if you were a guest at the party and they were just passing around martinis, you would be like, "Oh, I hate this."
I would sort of hate it. Like, I hate watching someone with a tray of drinks in their hands.
All right.
Like, it makes me very uncomfortable. Drinks are really heavy, you guys. Like, containers of liquid are very heavy, and to walk around a party with a tray with martini glasses, it's
not
very
fun.
Upsetting. No, not fun. Charlotte is determined to be elected wife.
Determined in that moment.
And
then
she is sort of made up.
Yeah,
you know.
She's ready. And then Samantha gives a quote that I'm probably sure was used everywhere.
I don't believe in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I just believe in parties.
I feel like that. I've seen that quote someplace.
Yeah, it's kind of a stupid quote, but it's fine. And the woman is not having it, and she sort of walks away.
Yeah, she's like, this woman's an idiot.
I do think it's sort of funny seeing Miranda, you know, Cynthia Nixon, at a political event now, because...
And Steve
she's
definitely
in
is not dressed like the other guys.
Well, they're all there's. I don't know that they're what the dress code was.
No, I don't think.
Because we're going to see guys in suits, and we're going to see that one guy just like in a gray t-shirt.
Well, that has to do with probably the background casting.
Yeah,
they're probably
so.
Like all told to wear suits, and then one guy that they were like, we need another guy. But Steve's, I think, was a choice because, as we've learned before, suits and Steve are a tricky thing.
Yeah. So he's not dressed up. He has his dumb joke.
Hey, if you win, maybe you could fix a couple of parking tickets for me. I owe the city of New York $500. I figure I need the money more than they do.
Yeah, which I thought everyone handled strangely. Like, I didn't think that joke
was
offensive.
It was kind of weird. Yeah, like, you can chuckle. Like, it's fine.
Right.
Miranda does not think it's funny. No. We have a quick flash of Elizabeth Banks.
Yes.
Charlotte, this is my fiance, Catherine.
Hi.
And for a moment, I couldn't remember what happened next. And I was like, does Elizabeth Banks only have one word? But she'll be back in a minute.
Effie Trinket.
Yeah, there you go.
And in this episode, fun fact, she's not credited as Elizabeth Banks.
She's credited as Elizabeth Marisol Mitchell. For the record, she was born as Elizabeth Mitchell. So she just used her middle name for a while. I'm guessing that Elizabeth Mitchell, who was on Lost, amongst other things, Gia, must have gotten there first. And so this Elizabeth had to choose a different...
SAG name.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can only have one of each thing in SAG, which I always think is a little bit... I get it, but I think is a little bit strange.
It's the same in Actors Equity.
And her very next credit after this, she's changed her name to Elizabeth Banks. So this was very early in her career. So then Stanford arrives and does that thing that I think is dumb, where it's like, oh, I think that guy is cute. Go set it up for me.
Hold on. We can't skip over his quote.
Okay.
Where he says he's going to the vagina monologues and Carrie's confused. And Stanford says, just because I don't eat at the restaurant doesn't mean I can't hear the specials.
Now, this entire situation was made so that line could be said.
Right.
Like, that line did not come organically from this script.
No.
Someone said that in real life.
And then they were like, oh my God, we have to put that in the show.
That's definitely how. I'm totally fine with it. Mm-hmm. But that definitely is how that line
and
got
Mike
put
was probably
this.
Grossed out.
No, I don't care. Okay. I never saw the vagina monologues, but I would have.
Have you ever seen the vagina?
I have, yes.
The vagina.
I've seen the one.
Yeah. Okay, just we're clear on that.
This is my fabulous friend, Stanford Blatch. Hmm. Bill Kelly.
Hello. I represent the queer vote.
And Stanford makes a comment about, like, the gay community. And Bill says, I'm not worried about Chelsea. Have you seen my ass? And then I was like, I don't like Bill.
Oh, I think he's just being funny.
I know, but I'm like, your ass is fine.
I actually don't think his ass is the strong point.
Yeah, Mike has a better ass than Bill.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's true.
And then Stanford asks Carrie to introduce him to.
But doesn't even guy. Not even it's not even introduce. It would no, be one like, he was like, walk me across the room, and so I can say hi to this person I'm attracted
like, set
to.
Set me up with this guy.
Yeah, that's not how it
and
works.
She's
Stanford,
like, do you think he's gay? And his response is, I've seen him rollerblading on 8th Avenue.
That's pretty gay.
I mean, I guess it's gay.
Yeah. I don't mean gay in a bad way, obviously, but some things are gay.
Yeah.
Like rollerblading on 8th Avenue and capri pants.
Do you do that?
I don't do the capri pants.
Well, they didn't say capri pants.
It's just a thought of mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So she goes over and realizes the guy is gay, and she's like, oh, the blonde.
Oh, she's, I do like her sort of like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, she's sort of like, oh, at least you got that part right.
And he's like, the blonde with the great arms. And
she says,
she's
no.
No, the bald guy with the great sense of humor.
That's her, like, best sell of Stanford. The guy with the arms has really nice arms.
And
that's obviously more this guy's type.
Right.
I shouldn't say obviously, because there's a, you know, a lid for every pot except for me. But I'm kind of like, yeah, of course that guy's going to be into the blonde guy with the, yeah, anyway. So Charlotte's a little bit trashed, right?
Yeah.
Like her hair is actually a little disheveled now.
Yeah, now she's like made friends with Effie Trinket. Yeah. And who's Effie's husband?
I don't remember. I'm sure I have her written down here somewhere. Yeah, she's made friends with
them. And then she finds out the way they met was at this party where all of the guys brought a girl that they weren't interested in.
Other way around.
All the girls brought a guy
they dated that they weren't interested in anymore. They sort of label it like the trash treasure party.
Right.
I think it's a bit much to come out and be like, you were someone's trash, but now you're this person's treasure.
She doesn't say that it's like a guy. She doesn't say it's someone you've even dated. It's just like a guy you're not interested in. So like bring your male friends.
There was a moment when my friend and I were going to throw a party like this.
Oh, really?
I don't know why or like what it would have accomplished, but we were like, we should throw this kind of party.
Charlotte is the one that says the trash into treasure. And I thought that that was going to go over poorly, but they were like, yeah.
It is a bit much.
So then we get Carrie and Bill in bed.
Okay, so we've kind of been here before. Anytime someone says something along the lines of, is there anything you want that I'm not doing? They're about to tell you something they want that you're not doing. Like, it harkens back to the three-way situation with Charlotte and the guy she was dating. Like, anytime someone says, like, what's your fantasy? It's because they want to tell you their fantasy.
Well, and, like, the finger in the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, we're going to get in the shower. We're going to get nice and clean. And then I'm going to let you pee on me.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Urine is a very sterile thing.
It is a very sterile thing. I don't know at what point you bring this up. Like, if this is something that you really need, we have, like, fantasy, we have fetish. I think the difference kind of is, like, a fetish is something that you need. And if this is something that you need, I guess you bring it up at some point. I don't know when you bring it up. I don't know. And if it's not something that you like, then you don't have to do it. Like, it's murky territory. Because there's nothing wrong with either one of them. Part of me is a little bit like, good for you for bringing it up. Good for you for being like, I'm just going to put this out there and see what happens.
Into water sports. That's what it's called, right? Like the technical.
Really quickly, my friend and I were once talking about like various categories of adult entertainment. And like the random little labels, and one of them was water sports. And he literally said, I guess some guys just like watching other guys play like water polo or something. And I had to explain to him that wasn't what it was. But what if he had just like clicked on that link?
Well, he would have found out.
Yeah.
Or sometimes when Mike leaves work, he still has a napkin in his back pocket.
Like every time I leave work.
That he uses to, like, you know, just be a waiter. And the other day, it was right around Pride. And I was like, Mike, what if people really think that you're using the hanky code? And then white is...
It's white, so that would actually be fine.
What does it mean again?
It's just like vanilla.
Oh, okay. What is P? Yellow?
Yes.
Oh. Mike knows the hanky
code. I know some of them. I know that orange is, like, up for anything. Mm. And then you get into, like, the reds and the blacks, which... Mm-hmm. Ugh. Good for you, just not my thing. Don't look
and
at
brown.
Me with a brown hanky. No.
What about green?
I'm sure it's something. I actually don't know.
Okay.
Should we look up hanky code?
We could.
I used to go to a bar. I wish I could think of the name of the bar in Atlanta. Maybe it was the Eagle.
Well,
I don't know why that sounds. Well, I think there's an Eagle in every town. And they actually had like the poster on the wall of hanky code, and they sold like the various hankies there, and you would put it in your left pocket or right pocket depending on
if you're a top or a bottom.
Exactly. All right, here we go. Oh wow, there are so many.
Right.
We're not going to cover all of them. So okay, I can't even say some of these. So orange is actually few limits.
Okay.
Oh, white does not mean vanilla according to this one. White means, how shall we say, there's nothing wrong with saying masturbation. It's masturbation only is what white is. So maybe I was giving, well, I was actually probably giving the correct meaning there. Let's see some other ones. So there's a Kelly green for if you're a prostitute.
Okay.
Yeah, brown is exactly what you would think it would be. Rust is cowboy. I bring that one up because if it's one on the left, you're a cowboy. And it was one on the right. You're his horse. Beige is not what you would think it would be.
What is beige?
I'm not going to say, but you can look it up. So now we get to four women in line. I guess they're like at a movie theater. I couldn't quite tell where it was.
Yeah, they're at a movie theater. There's a lot of money exchange going
there
on.
There is a lot of money
exchange.
Who's
actually paying for the tickets?
The money ends up going to Miranda, maybe? I don't know.
And then Samantha has a clutch that says 2000, like a millennium clutch, which probably was for New Year's Eve, which reminds me of one time my friend Tim was working at a store, and this woman had a pair of shoes that said 1999 that she was returning on January 2nd, 1999. And they had like various champagne flutes and things embroidered on them. And her reason for return on January 2nd, 1999 was, I just didn't like the way they fit. No, you bought a New Year's Eve party shoe.
Yeah, and are now returning it. And so they're just sort of, everyone has their opinion about it.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very worried if I were you. The pee could just be foreplay.
Oh my God.
This is so typical of men in power. They just love to be dominated and humiliated.
And the things they've done or things they haven't done. Charlotte has a line where she says,
I once had to stop eating meat for 6 months. I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that has to do with
anything.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. There's the line that is said of, it's always going to be something.
Right.
This is just a very specific something. But it's true, there's always going to be something. There's going to be some kind of either compromise or something that you don't like. Or something that you have to just like learn to deal with. I don't know. We get anything more about this conversation that you have?
No.
So we get to Carrie and Bill at dinner eating very hot curry.
Yeah, and she's not drinking water because she doesn't want to pee.
Which is nonsense, but it's fine. And she looks like she's about to like have a heart attack.
Yeah,
though.
Well, it's spicy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Then stop eating it.
Yeah, I'm thinking, why doesn't she just say no? Carrie has struck me as a strong woman. Why is she just being so polite? We find out he does read her column.
Just one question. Who's the handsome politico you keep referring to?
And then we get to him, like, unveiling to her that, hey, just so you know, I'm not going to be able to have you over tonight. I have this thing in the morning. And she just guzzles
a
glass of
water. Yeah, she's super excited. I don't think that water actually cools down your mouth when you've had hot food,
No, isn't supposed to be, like, dairy?
Yeah.
One time I went to the taco truck. This episode's going to be long. We got to edit. One time I went to the taco truck, and they said, do you want hot sauce? And I said, no. But I think they thought I said yes. And I bit into it. And it was the spiciest thing I've eaten in my life. And I just ran to my fridge and just ate three things of Greek yogurt. And then I felt like I was going to barf.
Yeah, I love spicy food so much. And it's terrible for me.
Every time we go, he's like, can I get that habanero salsa?
Oh, it's so good.
And then the next day, he's like texting me like, ow. I'm like, yeah, I told you, girl, that's going to hurt every single time.
I can't help myself. So we get to Charlotte's party.
I love her signs that say thanks for not smoking with her signature
I love
there.
It. I love that. I love that she has those signs up there. Immediately, if not sooner, has this line been used before or is it going to be used later? Stanford asks if Carrie wants a drink and she says immediately, if not sooner.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's either already been used in this series or Stanford's going to say it again some point in the future. So if anyone else can remember, send a message or something.
Right.
Because I know I've heard this line. I just can't tell if I'm thinking of the future. Anyway, she brought Stanford.
Brought Stanford?
Well, you said to bring a man you're not interested in.
You're making a mockery of this party.
Yeah, we have her thanks for not smoking sign that she's made and signed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we immediately cut
to Carrie smoking.
Ugh,
out,
Carrie.
At least out the kitchen window.
No, there's no such thing as smoking out the kitchen window. Like, unless there's a fan blowing it out the kitchen window. I used to live with someone who was a smoker. And the agreement was no smoking in the apartment, which became like, well, I'll just smoke in my room, out the window. And it doesn't matter. The entire apartment would smell like cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke is very pervasive, I guess is what I'm saying. Don't smoke in people's apartments if they've asked you not to.
You gotta go to Cuba now. Another year will be too late.
I just have Charlotte chatting with Greg Miller, played by Donnie Keshawars.
But can't you get arrested for going?
No, you just fly through Canada. They love Americans.
So Jeff Fenton is standing there,
oh,
and this
right.
woman...
Tactless woman, I wrote down as her name.
Yeah, she comes up...
Having any luck?
Excuse me?
Meeting someone.
Well, I'm kind of over here with somebody.
Yeah, an ex-girlfriend, right?
What are you talking about?
Not a clue.
And then he marches over to Samantha.
You brought me here to dump me?
Not exactly.
And then he's not, like, mad. He's just like, listen, no, I get it.
He challenges her to sex.
Yeah, he's like, let me tell you what I can do with my wang, Samantha. Yeah.
And I guess it's sort of a win-win situation for him.
Yeah, and she's like, okay.
He's like, one way or another, we're going to be having sex tonight.
Right, and then
Carrie comes in and has the line of, there's nobody here for us.
But she's with Bill.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to be with him because he's going to pee on her.
I guess so. Supposed to pee on him. It just seems weird. Like, did she come here hoping to meet another guy?
I don't know. Well, maybe.
Maybe. And then Stanford has some really weird logic that mm-hmm. he's going to stay at
he's
this
like,
party.
These guys are so depressed that they're going to have sex with me.
Yeah.
It's pretty much his.
I don't think it works that way.
No.
But way to go. Well, Stanford has a pretty great self-image in this episode, I will say.
Which I love for him.
Good for him.
I like his glasses. So then Charlotte is still talking to that guy.
Greg.
And then he's like, oh, this is my friend that bought me. This is my friend that brought me. And it's that thing that happens with girls where they're like, I don't like you anymore. Or with anyone. I don't like you anymore. But, oh, no, it looks like you're getting attention. Kind of what I was talking about earlier.
Right.
And then she just grabs him and starts having sex with him on Charlotte's bed.
Yeah. Melinda Peters, played by Sarah Clark. Though back then she was Sarah Lively. And I could not find out where the Lively came from.
Any relation to Blake?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
I will say that a year after this films, she would go on to be on the series 24.
Okay.
And she was so good on 24. She was amazing. She's worked a ton since then. She's on that show Bosch, I think is what it's pronounced
now. All right,
now.
Yeah. B-O-S-C-H. It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon.
And she's awesome. Anyways, I love her. She's just very, this is like her second job ever. And like her next job launched her into stardom. But
great.
Her little moment here is wonderful.
You must be a friend of Karen's.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for bringing this wonderful man.
You're welcome.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. Excuse me.
Apparently, once Melinda saw Greg talking to another woman, he suddenly looked all shiny and new again.
Yeah, so we cut to Samantha having sex that she will go on to refer as
having sex with a horny Smurf.
He's not blue.
Yeah, just a lot of height shame.
There is a lot of it. Oh, the only other thing that I wanted to say, and this is just, I just happened to notice this when I was looking up Sarah Clark, is that she's 5'4". So I'm just saying, like, they're the same height.
Yeah, double standard.
Right. Anyway.
I'm sure none of those girls are that tall. Sarah Jessica Parker is pretty small, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look up Kim Cattrall. So she's 5'6" and a half.
Okay, so she looks, they have to have her on like an Apple box because she looks.
Or she's in some fairly major heels, which is definitely a thing. Sarah Jessica Parker is 5'3".
I feel like Miranda's going to be a little bit taller, right?
Kristen Davis is 5'6". And Cynthia Nixon is 5'7".
Okay, see?
There you go. Anyway, just some random height trivia there. We get Steve stuffing Miranda's ballot box. Their words, not mine.
I know.
I do think it's kind of funny of like, they have sex, they finish up, and then they have this conversation.
You're the best woman I ever met. I want you to know I love you, Miranda.
And she kisses him back, so she doesn't say it back, but... And I think that's Miranda's way of saying, I love you too.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think if she was like, if she wasn't feeling it, you would have got that Cynthia Nixon, like, face, that shocked face. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it really well. I think, like, she would have been done something shocked, and then, like, something would have happened where she knocks over a candle and the apartment goes, like, that's what would have happened if she didn't. At least that's what I'm gathering from the series thus far. So then we get to Samantha having dinner with Jeff.
So she is going to dinner with him mm-hmm. again. And he gets up to go to the little boy's room.
Which we hate. Like we hate.
It's not good in general, but also just seems like a weird thing for him to say.
Yeah. And then when he gets up, she notices the inside of a suit coat says Bloomingdale's boys department. And that's it for her.
That's it. It prompts her to leave.
She doesn't even put any money
weird.
Down.
Yeah. She just gets up to go and he catches her.
Samantha.
Oh, I'm not feeling very well. I've got to go. Good night.
And then it leads to him saying, where do you shop? The big and tall whore store? If that store exists, I want to go there.
It's really good. I do like their
I have shopped at Long Tall Sally's.
Have you?
And Tall Girl. Yeah, but the big and tall whore store sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good, and even she finds it amusing, and
she's like, you know what, let's go.
Yeah.
And they dated for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Though he was short, it was a very long relationship for Samantha.
So now we get to
Carrie and Bill.
Yeah, Carrie and Bill.
That same night, parched and nervous, I spent another night with Bill.
Man, that was great. Come on, let's go take a shower.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to make this happen now. Which,
what's he
going to
do? Make it happen then dump her? Was that what his plan was?
Yeah, I don't really know. Carrie covers up to get out of bed and go, I don't know. All
which
that
always
stuff
weirds
is sort
me
of
out
bizarre.
Too. Whenever I see people, like, I understand the idea, it's for TV, but why are you, this person has just, like, you've had sex. Now you're married.
Now you're super shy. They sort of have the talk where she's like, I'm not comfortable with this, but maybe we can compromise.
And eventually I'll even pee with the door open.
But not really. Like, I don't think she's going to be comfortable with that.
Something I wanted to tell you too. Some people connected with the campaign read your column. Well, they thought it was really funny and clever, but that it was a lot about sex. They don't think it's such a good idea for me to be dating a sex columnist so close to the election.
So then her response to that is, well, I may write about sex, but you like people to pee on you.
But nobody knows about that.
Until we cut to that Carrie has written a column called To Pee or Not to Pee, and it shows Bill reading it.
Yeah.
And being like, ugh.
But they don't use his real name. So I guess this is just...
But either way, like, people in the political world know that he's dating her.
Right.
And now they see this column, so...
She did kind of out him.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
I mean, it's this idea. I don't know if this happens throughout the series. This was the first time that anyone has referenced reading
exactly.
her column
this
and reading
about it.
This is the
first time also that there seem to be any kind of repercussions for her writing this column.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that I don't know how it's going to affect this man. I doubt we ever see him again, but maybe we do. I feel like if that was the case, then no one would want to date Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
But we know that to not be the case. Mr. Big does something very important. What does he do? Do we know his job yet?
Something financial.
Right. So it's
real
like,
estate, maybe?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if moving along, if this will have repercussions. I don't know if, like, what she talks about her friends has repercussions. I don't know if maybe they have, like, an unspoken. You know, if I was best friends with someone who had this article, I think we would have, like, girl code of, okay, Carrie, like, before you write about it, clear it with us.
Right.
So maybe she does. Maybe. I mean, I'm sure Samantha doesn't care. I'm sure Samantha's like, steam up the story a little bit for me.
So it is. Yeah. So that's it. I don't know. I feel a little contradictory. I mean, I don't know. I feel a little bit on both sides about it, that it seems a little bit much to out someone in that manner. But I guess we don't like this guy anymore. I don't know. I'm a little ambivalent about it, I suppose.
All right.
But I enjoyed the episode.
I think we need, like, one of our weaknesses as hosts of the show is we don't have, like, a fun button way to end the show. And we said we were going to, but we never did. So I think we need, like, a cool tagline to end it. Like, all right, everyone, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't think of one. But I thought, like, it would be fun, you know?
I don't know. I sort of like that we don't have a tagline.
Yeah, but it also could be fun to be like, okay, everyone, see you next week. And remember... Don't pee on your boyfriend unless you like it.
Well, I wonder if we could, if we should have like, we each say our favorite quote from the episode.
Okay. That can be it for this week because I have mine. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. I had a college crush on Dan Quayle.
Do you shop at the Big and Tall Whore store?
That's rude, Mike.
I don't know if this works, but it's been fun and we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye. You can visit us at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at WeCouldn'tHelpButWonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at Mikey Jensen. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out TheaterPodcastProductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. Join us next week for Attack of the 5'10" Woman.
COOLRIDER.
I love that movie.
If you really want to know what I wanted, a guy. I'm looking for a dream and a mean machine with hell in his eyes. I want a devil in skin, tight leather.
Okay, we should probably get back to the show.
You're welcome. Is it to who or to whom?
I think it's to whom.
All right. Tahuma Matata. Elizabeth Banks played Effie Trinket in The Hunger Games, who I think has a fascinator.
She probably does. I love The Hunger Games.
I love Effie Trinket.
I can see that. I could see you dressing up as Effie Trinket.
Just to go to the mall.
Yeah. I did think if I was ever going to change my name, I would just flip it and I'd be Jensen Michaels. Because I feel like that's a good, like...
drag name.
Actor name.
Yeah, let's see how tall Samantha is. Let's see how tall everyone is.
Oh, it's on now.
It's on. Now let's see what hanky they want. Mike is over here Googling something, and I'm just trying to be Samantha. Let me get those plate spinners in here.